Good morning. We're continuing with Maseches Tumos. We are in the fifth parak, parakei. We are up to Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah. We've been discussing what happens when Truma mistakenly gets mixed up with either Chulin or with Truma Temeya. And we discussed that in order for it to be mutter to eat, it has to be that it gets in order for Yisrael, a regular Yid to eat it, it has to be that there is 100 times Chulin against one part of Truma. And then what you have to do is you have to take out that one part, give it to the Kayin, and you can eat the rest. And despite the fact that one part that you take out is in all likelihood not going to be exactly that part of Truma that fell in, nevertheless becomes batel, but you just have to settle your monetary issues with the Kayin by giving him what he is owed. So now, Mishnah Vav, you have a case where Sa'at Truma Shenafel Lepachas B'mei Benidmu. You had one Sa'at of Truma which fell into less than 100 of Truma of Chulin, but Nidmu, now it's all mixed up, and you do not have 100-to-1 ratio to make it mutter to be eaten. Now, the problem was V'nafel Min HaMeduma L'makim Acher. So you have a double problem here. First of all, you have, let's just take for example, you have one part of Truma, it falls into 23 parts of Chulin. So obviously you can't eat that because you don't have your 100-to-1 ratio. Now the whole thing becomes a dimua, it all has to go to the Kayin. Now what happened was, you take a se'ah from that mixture of your 24 se'ah that you have there, and that gets mixed up into something else. So you find yourself having another problem, a second generation issue, because the first dimua, the first mixture now has a din of truma, and now what happened was it fell into another place. The question is, do we view that mixture of that now 24 se'ah of mixed up chulin and truma as truma vadai, as if it's real, authentic truma, despite the fact that it's 23 parts of chulin? Or do we just make a cheshbon, we calculate that within this 24 se'ah, you have one se'ah of truma, and the rest of it is chulin? That's what this Mishnah discusses. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Medamaske Truma Vadai, it is going to create a mixture like Truma Vadai. In other words, you'll have a second generation problem, and you have to have 100 against that one part that falls in, despite the fact that mathematically speaking, within that one part that fell in, you only have 1/24, which is actually Truma. Now Chacham disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and say, no, you don't view all of that whole Sa'ah, as Truma Vadai. Rather, Ein Hameduma midameya el fichashbun. The mixture does not create another mixture in and of itself, but only the fichashbun according to the calculation of how much fell in. So in our case, you had one sa'ah of truma, which fell into 23 sa'ah of chulin. So now you'll take, now another sa'ah from that mixture falls into another place. What you have is one part of truma, which happens to be a lug, because 1/24 of a sa'ah is a lug. So you have one lug of truma, which now fell into another place. You're going to have 100 lug against that one lug, and then you're good to go. Now the Mishnah goes on to a slight tangent over here and discusses the same thing. The Chachamim say, "V'ena machumetz machmitz el l'fichashbin." There's a halacha that if you have sa'ar, which is truma, which is machmitz, it causes another dough to rise. So then it's not batel, regardless of how much you have. Now that's a general halacha when it comes to bittel, is that when you have something which is bittel, there are some things that are called zvarmish inim espatulin. So if something is so significant to the point that it actually created a real, authentic, usable dough, so you can't say it's going to be batel because it's noticeable in every aspect of the dough, so it's not going to be batel. Now, what happens if a piece of that dough, which rose because of truma, now gets mixed up somewhere else? Say the Chacham the same thing. You don't have to be mevatel the whole piece of dough. Rather, you have to be mevatel the amount that fell in that caused it to become, to be machmitz, to rise. Now, the next thing is, v'en mayim sh'uvim paisin samik fa'el lefi cheshbon. There are a number of understandings of what this means, but I'm going to go with the most simple understanding, which is that of the Rav, which means as follows. There's a halacha. For a person to be tayvel in what we call a mikveh today, it has to have 40 se'ah of mayim she'enam she'uvim. It has to be mei geshamim that goes into the mikveh. 40 se'ah of that creates a kosher mikveh. If you do not have 40 se'ah in the mikveh, you have less than 40 se'ah, so let's say you have 20 sa'ah, and then 3 lugin of water fall in there, the mikvah is doomed. It's pasal. So you have gimel lugin, which fall into a mikveh that does not have 40 sa'ah, the mikveh is pasul. However, there's a concept called hamshacha. Hamshacha is when you take mayim she'uvim, which is water which can't be used for a mikveh, and you allow it to roll on the floor. In other words, you reconnect it to the floor. So it rolls on the floor and goes into the mikveh. That will create a kosher mikveh. Now, nowadays, we have all types of, we come up with all types of solutions how to create mikvahs, especially in places where the rain is not as common. So we use a concept of in most of our mikvahs, use hashaka, and there's a concept called zriya, there's a concept called hamshacha. This is one of the ways that it works, is you take mayim she'uvim, you allow it to roll on the floor. In Daf Yomi, this came up not too long ago in Maseches Temura, and it's discussed how you could take mayim she'uvim and you could kasher it. Now the halacha is, it only works if you have roiv mei geshamim. If you have more than 20 se'ah of mei geshamim, but you're missing the last 20 se'ah, so you could fill up the miut with hamshacha. And that's all the chachamim over here. Vein mayim she'uvim paisim se'mikvah l'fi cheshbon. Mayim she'uvim is not going to ruin the mikvah if it's not going to, if it's going to be less than the majority, which is 19 sa'ah. If you have 19 sa'ah of mayim al-ayidei hamshacha, then your mikvah will be kosher. There are other understandings in this Mishnah, but we're going to stick with this because that's how the Rav goes. We'll stop here at Mishnah Zayin. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.